Okay, we're in sections. Thank you. Shh. Thanks, folks. We're in sections soprano, tenor, bass, alto.
It is a Monday night at Grace United Methodist Church in North Baltimore. Tom Hall and the singers of the Baltimore Choral Arts Society are about to begin their weekly rehearsals.
We're doing a program called Poetry and Song, which examines the relationship between poetry and musical settings.
As the singers rehearse for that concert, someone is missing. Peter Marvin, a researcher at the National Institutes of Health by day, at night, a choral arts singer, was known for wearing loud, colorful ties. Peter Savage often sat next to him and remembers the last time he saw his friend at rehearsal one night last September.
And I remember thinking that I had found another tie that he was going to like and I was going to bring it to him next time. And I then was absolutely thunderstruck and heartfallen.
After leaving rehearsal on the night of September 17th, Peter Marvitt came home, parking his car here on Chesterfield Avenue, just a few blocks from his house. Police say someone confronted him, attempted to rob him, and then shot him several times. Marvitt later died that night at Hopkins Hospital.
Peter was a joyful, imaginative, creative, loving spirit. The fact that he died in such a brutal and inhuman way is all the more terrible when we consider that Peter's life was about reaching out to people.
The singers of Choral Arts will remember their friend with a special concert this Sunday afternoon at Grace United Methodist Church. For singers like Doug Buchanan, certain pieces of music bring back memories.
I think when we come back to canonical works like Beethoven 9 and you can remember singing them with him, or certain moments, or you see someone in one of his ties, it brings it back. It's like a touchstone.
The proceeds from the concert will benefit the Baltimore Talent Education Center, or BTEC. It's a program which provides instrumental music lessons to more than 600 children, like the violinist you're hearing. Peter was a member of the board, and BTEC's director Kelly Powers said Peter Marvitt left behind a legacy.
Like a lot of nonprofits, we were always on the verge of closing. In 2009, he was the one who put together a package to make ourselves survive separately from the school system. And that algorithm, that brilliance even, is what made us serve 600 students today.
And for the singers of Choral Arts, Sunday's concert is a chance to pay tribute to a friend and a man who loved music.
I'm very sorry, and I'm very happy that I'm going to be part of the chorus that's going to sing for him, and I will certainly be tearful, and it'll be a wonderful, uplifting feeling that someplace up there, I'm sure that we'll meet someday.
In North Baltimore, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.
Drive safe, be well. Thank you.